What do you got behind your back?
I got a Christmas present for you.
Oh, well, hand it over.
Huh?
I say hand it over.
Ain't you got nothing for me?
Yes, I've got something for you.
All right.
One, two, three. Merry Christmas.
Well, I suppose we both gave us the same thing, a tie.
I didn't get you no necktie.
You didn't? What's in here?
I bought you a pair of spats.
Spats? What did you get me spats for?
Well, let's face it, Ralph. You're not the easiest guy in the world to shop for, you know. It's pretty tough to get a guy something that... Well, a guy that's got everything.
Well,
Merry Christmas, Ralph.
Merry Christmas, Norton. Anyway, I know it came from your heart.
No, it came from the fat man's shop.
Never mind.
State Player here on 720 WGN. We're talking about I love my holiday movies, but I love the Christmas episodes of some of my favorite TV shows. And if you have one you'd like to share or like to stump Dave, Schwann, Dave Ennett, Mary, or myself on, you can call or text us 312-981-7200. 301 said, love the Happy Days episode where the Fonz was alone at Christmas. That Honeymooners one was a classic. What's a pair of spats? What's spats, Dave? You're wearing them right now, aren't you?
Spats, I think.
Shoes.
Something that held up your socks. Yeah. Yeah.
They held up your socks.
Oh, I'm thinking of the spur.
Oh. You're thinking of, you're thinking of spurs.
The Western boots.
Yeah, spats, was it like almost like a like suspenders for your socks?
Something like that. Pam Jones in the newsroom is saying it's something that covered your shoe.
The top of the shoe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spatter guards.
So that's what it did. It protected your shoe from getting splashed on and all that other good stuff. Let's see here. Let me get to the any favorite TV holiday shows for you, Mary?
I always had to watch The Waltons, The Homecoming. Remember the Christmas story with the dad? It wasn't the dad that was on The Waltons show. It was a different dad then with Patricia Neal. And he doesn't come home, and they're so worried about him. And then he does show up, and I just cry every time I watch that.
That was, the grandma was in there.
Ellen Corby, but the grandpa
was not Will Gear. It was Edgar Bergen.
Yes, but Richard Thomas was, you know, John Boy was.
Was he in this?
Oh, yeah.
All the kids were,
yeah.
And the Waltons, yeah.
Pretty sure.
How about you, Dave?
And the one show that I remember, and it wasn't from a series, but it was a special, was Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol.
I like that
every year.
I think Dave and I were talking about that a couple weeks ago.
We were.
Didn't Channel 9 play that like recently?
A couple of years ago they played it, yes.
Yeah.
Right after Bozo Gar and Ray.
I about that.
I always felt so sorry for Mr. Magoo because he couldn't see.
He couldn't see.
And I was blind as a child as well. I could not see very well. So I felt so bad for him all the time.
Anybody under 45 has no idea who we're talking about here. Dave, what about you, Schwanny? What's
Well, you know me and Andy Griffith.
Andy Griffith. That's
right. Andy Griffith Christmas program. It was on during the first season.
Okay.
Where the department store owner, Ben Weaver, really is kind of playing the role of Scrooge.
Yeah.
And then in the end, he finally comes in. Andy has to arrest him for, I don't know, being disorderly on the street. Not drunk, not in Mayberry, but disorderly. And he said, well, I have to go get my stuff before I come in and spend the night in jail. And he comes back in with this big suitcase and has presents for everyone.
And distributes them in a really
touching.
Angry.
And I'll tell you, the look on the little kids' faces when he hands them those toys, it's really, it chokes you up. It's just wonderful.
It's wild, but I, you know, as much as I was a Channel 9 fan and grew up with Bozo and all that, I only saw that Andy Griffith episode about 2 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because of you, because you told me about it.
Oh,
yeah, it's a classic.
Yeah, it's a wonderful one. And then there's a Dick Van Dyke Christmas one where it's part of the Alan Brady show.
Yeah, we're going to play a little clip of that as we bounce back in. That was absolutely my favorite as well.
Is that the one they were dancing in the big hooped...
Yeah.
I just saw that the other day.
Yeah.
It was just on. God, they were good dancers.
Classic.
Mary Tyler Moore.
She was a dancer, really, before she became an actress.
She was a ballet dancer,
She was the Super hot good. Point girl in the commercials.
Hot point.
She was hot point.
That's right.
Right? Yeah, she was. We have a Happy Days clip from Texter 301 sent us. That was her favorite. Let's take a listen.
Hey, Dad. Can we have anybody over for tonight?
Now, look, I thought we had that all settled.
We decided that this Christmas Eve was going to be strictly for the family. We're going to have fun.
Hey, Fonz, since I didn't get you anything, how about coming to my home for Christmas turkey?
I got plans. Yeah, what are you doing, Fonz? Oh. Well, I'm going up to, Waukesha.
Waukesha?
Yeah. Yeah. I got a regular thing on Christmas time. My cousin lives up there. A big house. A spread they put out for Christmas. They, you know, lots of presents. Big family. Big family. Big house. Lights. Big, big tree. Works. Oh, yeah. I'm not much for family, you know, but I figure once a year I can take it.
So that episode, they played that for years on ABC, but they ended up hanging out with the Cunninghams. Here's one I'm going to play for you. It's a little long, but I want you to listen to this. It is from Johnny Carson from The Tonight Show, which airs on Antenna TV. I've got to plug that in there. And Ed, Johnny, and Doc, all amongst them, I think, may have been divorced 5 or 6 times between all of them. Yeah. And they did a 12 Days of Christmas talking about what their wives took from them. Let's take a listen.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love took from me
the big house behind the pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love took from me
2 swimming pools
and the house in the hills of Beverly.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love took from me
3 French maids,
2 swimming pools,
and the condo in Waikiki.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love took from me
4 bedroom sets,
3 French maids,
2 swimming pools,
and the penthouse in NYC. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love took from me 5 wedding rings, 4 bedroom sets, 3 French maids, 2 swimming pools,
and the brownstone in Washington, D.C.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love took from me
6 sequin jackets,
5 wedding rings, 4 bedroom sets, 3 French maids, 2 swimming pools,
and the timeshare in Benoni.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love took from me
7 chauffeured limos,
6 sequin jackets, 5 wedding rings, 4 bedroom sets, 3 French maids, 2 swimming pools,
and the ranch in the Napa Valley.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love took from me
the 8 cupolita,
7 chauffeured limos, 6 sequin jackets, 5 wedding rings, 4 bedroom sets, 3 French maids, 2 swimming pools,
and the yacht in the Florida Keys.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love took from me
9/10 of Star Search,
8 couple liters,
9/10 of Star Search,
6 sequin jackets, 5 wedding rings, 4 bedroom sets, 3 French maids, 2 swimming pools,
and the beach house and new jacuzzi.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love took from me
10 Zamfir albums,
9/10 of Star Search, 8 Cupolitas, 7 chauffeured limos, 6 sequin jackets, 5 wedding rings, 4 bedroom sets, 3 French maids, 2 swimming pools,
and the place in the south of Italy.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love took from me
11 tons of Alpo,
10 Zamfir albums, 9/10 of Star Search, 8 Cupolitas, 7 chauffeured limos, 6 sequin jackets, 5 wedding rings, 4 bedroom sets, 3 French maids, 2 swimming pools,
and the villa on the Champs-Élysées.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love took from me
12 checks a yearly,
11 tons of album, 10 Zamfir albums, 9/10 of Star Search, 8 Cupolitas, 7 chauffeured limos, 6 sequin jackets, 5 wedding rings, 4 bedroom sets, 3 French maids, 2 swimming pools, everything but the Christmas tree.
Have you ever heard that?
I've never heard that. That is classic. That is great.
I love the Zamfir albums.
Yeah, right? Or the 11 Pounds of Alpo, 9 Tenths of Star Search. Oh, my God. That is classic. Classic stuff. All right, we're going to talk a little bit more about the merriest TV episodes ever, and we'll take your calls and text 312-981-7200.
Musician, I practice every day, and people come from miles around just to hear me play. My trumpet, they love to hear my trumpet. Ta 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 ta.
I'm a fine musician and I get lots of pay. But when I play my tuba, people throw money my way. My tuba, they love to hear my tuba. Oompa, 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 oompa.
I am a fine musician, my music is so gay, and everybody dances when they hear me play. My trombone, they love to hear my trombone. Da 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 da.
So that is obviously from the Dick Van Dyke Show, if you don't know. That's from Alan Brady Presents. So that's the one that Dave Schwann was talking about earlier. A couple other texts. 231, Twilight Zone, Night of the Meek, Gunsmoke, P.S. A Merry Christmas. There's a couple Modern Family Christmases in here as well. The Wonder Years. Well, Ike, you're on 720 WGN. What is your favorite Christmas show?
This is the one I remember the most. And believe it or not, this was like the first episode, but it was a Christmas special. It was The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That was so that was first on the Tracy Ullman show, I think, as little shorts. The Simpsons were, right?
Yeah. They started out as shorts, and then they decided to give them their own thing. And believe it or not, the first episode was that special where Homer was didn't get his Christmas bonus. He was dressed up as Santa, and Bart found out. And that's how they got Santa's little helper, because they were betting on him to win a race, and he lost, and he decided to take him in and become a member of the family.
And I think the 30th Christmas episode is going to air, or did it air already?
I don't think so.
Air it after Christmas?
That.
I think sometimes they air those after Christmas for some reason, maybe because that's how it started. Because a Christmas episode that first aired, I think, was in January or late December.
But that's my favorite. I remember the most. That's a good one.
Very cool. Thanks, Ike. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you too.
301. The older son. Let's see. Oh, the Odd Couple version of A Christmas Carol. 301 also said, "Yikes!" Yeah, I agree with you on that. Let's see, what else do we have here besides the Dick Van Dyke Show? All in the Family. Here's an All in the Family. Which one is a clip of Curtis? Let's take a listen. They had a bunch of Christmas episodes. Let's take a listen.
But while we're on the subject of looks, you're going to play Santa Claus. You know, Santa Claus was white and so was his beard.
I told you to say that, Uncle Henry.
That's ridiculous. I'd look silly with a white beard. And who said Santa Claus was white? Oh, come on now. I had the same argument with you about Jesus. To go over all ground again, but the fact is Jesus is white and so is Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something, Bunker. When I was a kid on Christmas Eve, the guy that used to fill my stocking was black.
So that was Henry Jefferson. That was before the Jeffersons started. They were their neighbors in All in the Family. Right. Did anyone watch the live episode that they had on ABC this week?
I saw the previous one. I missed this one.
Yeah, they did a Christmas episode where it was about the Vietnam War vet that didn't go back. Was a draft dodger and so forth. But they did that, and they did a Good Times episode as well. And they were just, first of all, the original shows were so classic, but that was a lot of fun to see all those characters and the sets back into play. Here's one from Family Guy. I don't know if you're a Family Guy fan, but my son has turned me on to the show, and
the show is just so wrong. My husband loves it, watches it all the time, and I just can't.
I can't believe I just discovered this in the last couple of years. I know I'm an idiot, it has been. But here is who is this? Stewie? Stevie?
It's Peter.
Peter, with his Christmas album. Let's take a listen.
That's a hell of a
catch, Peter.
Guys, this is great. Not only will I be able to put food on the table and pay all my bills, I'll also be able to finance my Christmas album.
Sessions presents A Peter Griffin Christmas, featuring such standards as...
Everybody look at the snow in the yard.
And who could forget...
I brought these gifts for you, they're up in my bum.
And everyone's favorite.
La 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 la, la 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 la, look at the bells, look at the bells. Holy crap, here comes Jesus, and he doesn't look too happy. Merry Christmas, everyone.
That was touching, wasn't it, Dave?
Yeah, very, very.
Let's see what else here. Oh. Well, you know, Seinfeld, Festivus, for the rest of us. Curtis, I got to grab you on this one. Curtis, Earth to Curtis. Seinfeld was they didn't celebrate Christmas, right? Let's take a listen. Sorry, Seinfeld, Festivus.
I don't really celebrate Christmas. I celebrate Festivus. Festivus. Festivus.
Who's Festivus?
It's nothing. It's a stupid holiday my father invented. It doesn't exist.
Happy Festivus, Georgie.
All right, here's another one from 630 asking about Curb Your Enthusiasm. So there was an episode, I think, that aired either last year or the year before last where... Larry David's wife, they came over and they were making Christmas cookies in the shape of Jesus in the manger and everything. And Larry was hungry in the middle of the night and didn't realize what he was eating. Let's take a listen.
Larry!
What?
What happened to the cookies?
What?
The cookies!
The cookies from... What, from last night?
Yeah!
What? I ate them!
What? You ate them? They were for the manger scene! There, you ate the baby Jesus and his mother Mary!
I thought they were animal cookies!
Animal cookies?
Animals.
Oh,
are you kidding?
What? Jesus Christ is not an animal, all right?
I thought he was a monkey!
A monkey?
Oh, please!
Mary, have you
the Son of God was a monkey?
We worked all day on those cookies.
I'm sorry.
You didn't see the hay, the toasted coconut was hay, the barn.
I thought that was all part of the zoo.
Why don't we have a zoo on Christmas Day? Okay.
Okay, you know what? I'll make it up to you.
How are you going to make it up to us, Larry? Okay, you just swallowed our Lord and Savior.
That was a classic.
I've never seen it.
It's fantastic. It's his typical Larry David. Let's see here. And of course, last one was... Margaret said MASH Christmas episodes, War and Christmas particularly, where Hawkeye is Santa and lowered by a helicopter to provide medical care. There you go. Some of TV's merriest.